Life is a workout, and Smoothie King is here to help you power through. Whether you're grinding out bicep curls, or muscling the couch across the living room, crushing morning miles, or sprinting through back-to-back meetings, Smoothie King has fuel to help you maximize your workouts, own your recovery, and elevate your game. Give your body the energy, protein, and power it needs with a lineup of delicious smoothies made to help you conquer your goals. Only at Smoothie King.
Hey guys, Paul here.
Come along and see us.
Let's go.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Yippee-yi-yo-yi-ki-yay.
Do you miss your days on the range as a cowboy?
Yeah, you know, those were tough days, Rob.
They were. But
those
I remember
tough days out on the prairie.
I love the fact that you were in the wagon train. They called you Cookie because you made your world-famous stews.
My world-famous stews. And let's not forget my my delicious Frontier coffee.
I love it. I love
that
it.
That I made when I, you know, I would make the coffee on the kettle each and every day. And you better not complain about Cookie's food.
Cookie. No, Cookie. It's Cookie O'Mara. You know what, Josh? Cookie. I know you never went out on the range with Mike, but when he was cooking on the range, he made the hardest bread. Yeah. It was fantastic.
Well, the thing is, Rob always wanted... This is when Rob had his original teeth, and he always wanted soft bread, and he would complain, and I would take him aside, and I would say, listen, this is hardtack. It's made to last out on the prairie.
Salt and flour.
Salt and for the horses.
Yes, salt, flour, but put on a rock.
In a way, it was good because it forced me to go to the mercantile and buy these set of teeth. So, look, I can eat hard things now. It's great. But, Mike, you know, someday we should get back out on the range.
Yeah. I mean, we were City Slickers before City Slickers.
Yeah. How's your horse, Rosie?
Rosie's fantastic. Long dead, of course.
Oh, of course.
But
you have her buried out back, don't you, with the big square fence around the grave?
Yeah. Along with my my mom and dad.
Do they get fences too, or is it the same grave?
No, I've got Rosie, Mom, and Dad.
Okay,
and then Carl and I will be out there too, somewhere in Oklahoma.
I had Fufurnoos, my horse. Fufurnoos, I had stuff.
What the hell are we doing? What is wrong with us? What is wrong? This is Rob and I not wanting to plunge into the reality of the program right now. We simply want to do a playlet for the entire show, just completely escape reality. That's what it is. I'll tell you, I would love to escape reality today because, like the rest of the country, including Florida, heat advisory.
Yes.
Everywhere.
Yep.
It's terrible. And, you know, some of us might hear heat advisory and say, you know, oh, woe is me. We don't do that here because we have...
Well, it's standard for you.
We have a new member of our crew. And when I say new, he's been here a year, so he's not really new anymore. He's part of the family, but he's a go-getter. And he doesn't hear heat advisory and wilt away.
No.
He hears heat advisory and says, I want to do something on the podcast that you might see on some of the finer... local television broadcast.
Right, it's the TV show shtick.
Yeah, you know what this is, Mike?
And by the way, with his ability to multi-camera, multitask.
Oh yeah,
I think that I encourage this behavior. And Josh, during the text thread prior to the show, very recently that we received here, I did not share with you my proper amount of gratitude for this idea because I love this idea. And if I didn't communicate it during the thread, maybe it's because today I am the recipient of a tremendous amount of ingratitude. We'll get to that in just a second. But I must say
about Josh's stunt.
Before you do this,
up.
Before you say anything, I did the setup and now I have to give the punchline, which is get ready throughout the broadcast today or podcast for Josh Sroka's Nature Fry-Off.
Love it. It's exciting.
Some might hear heat advisory and wilt away.
No.
He hears heat advisory and says, I'm going to take something outside and cook it in a fry pan.
Because he's showbiz. That's why. He's showbiz. Now, this is a classic stunt that gets a 10. It gets rated my 10 Herzogs out of 10. Well, it is perfect.
I don't know where you heard that.
We'll do this in January with Rob when we'll send him outside with a ruler.
Yeah, to measure the snow.
Oh, okay, yeah. The snow.
And maybe in September, I can go outside with a yardstick and measure the flood water.
That'll be good.
Which is really, you know, what Florida is becoming right now. Underwater, everybody.
I know you're not in the garage anymore, but you could go to the garage and get a tape measure and measure the gratitude.
Okay.
Save that for the letter writing.
The letter writing?
Yeah, wait. I'm sure you're getting a letter. Thank you.
Like our guest says.
Yeah, like Joe.
Do you want me to go in chronological order or order of importance or order or most recent experience? I think I should probably do this chronologically.
I do too, but I think we need to do whatever is needed to start the cooking process.
That's what I was going
to
ask.
Because we only have a limited number of minutes.
Well, I did set up another camera.
Now that is your front porch.
No, this is right here next to me.
Oh, you haven't put it outside yet.
No, the frying pan's outside warming up.
Right, do you have a camera out there also?
This camera will go out there.
Okay, all right.
Perfect.
So in order for it to heat up, why don't you then? Rob's right. I thought mistakenly that was already set up there. What we need you to do is get outside.
Right, and we'll leave this camera out there so we can check on it as the show goes on.
Right,
my thought.
Right,
which would result in the great reveal at the end of the program.
Well, it's really not a reveal if we're following it throughout the show.
We're going to check in throughout, and
Mike. But the final is the big reveal.
Now, I will say,
no, you can't twist this around to make it correct. It's not a big reveal bit. It's a steady as she goes bit.
We're all
excited to see what happens.
Mike, you on the text thread? Yeah. Rob requested bacon.
Right.
You requested Scrapple.
And I was delighted that you did.
Which got me wanting Scrapple because I haven't had it since I moved to Florida.
My dad loved it.
I love Scrapple.
I do too. Christmas morning tradition in our house is Scrapple every Christmas.
I asked three people at Publix, three employees, where the Scrapple was because it was not with the bacon. And it's because nobody knows what it is.
Yeah, it's not as popular as it once was.
I came home and asked Kelly. I said I couldn't find the Scrapple, and she didn't know what Scrapple was.
Well, we are limited by the amount of time we do this this little get together. So I suggest you get your products out of doors, and this will give us another chance, like we did with the other show where we were able to watch the fireworks. Just another chance to observe Josh's North 40. And see what's happening out there.
For those who are listening in audio format, would you like to describe the layout that Josh has prepared, Mike?
Josh has it appears to be a regular white egg inside a glass bowl, a tiny glass bowl, almost form-fitting of the egg.
Right.
A teaspoon with a dab of butter and a strip of bacon, which I think is the perfect amount of...
Now, that's the sound of the egg in the form-fitting bowl.
That is the egg and me trying... Not to drop the egg.
Oh, and there's Josh's bare feet that we've heard about.
Lovely feet. There we go. I'm shoeless today. Now
are
he's
you?
Going
we
out front. Now, I think the key here is direct sunlight.
Oh, it's a cast iron pan. Beautiful.
Okay, so it's direct heat. And, Josh, you obviously can hear us.
I can. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
The butter's going in.
He's putting the butter in right now. Let's see. Now, that's the first real tell, because butter will be an easy melt.
Low melting point.
Having a little trouble.
Do you live alone? Josh, did you have trouble when you lived alone?
Is the butter, I can't see from this camera shot, is the butter melting?
I think it is a little around the sides, yeah. That's great.
I can't see it that well, so...
Oh, the egg. Here she comes.
I get to enlarge my picture here. Hold on.
Sunny side up.
All right.
And there it sits in the cast iron. Well, how long has the cast iron pan been in the sun, Josh?
About 5 minutes before the show.
You're going to have to probably wait. We can just leave it there, right?
Yeah.
For the entire show.
Yeah.
You don't think a neighbor is going to come over and help themselves?
Or a neighbor's pet.
Oh, that could be great.
Or a wild pet, you know. All right, there he goes. All right, so we'll just keep an eye on it and see if anything begins to bubble.
Right.
Would I be correct in assuming that the butter is already melted?
It looks like it, yeah.
Even in a warm bedroom, though, that would probably...
Mike, what are you doing with butter in the bedroom?
Oh, you'd be surprised, mon frère.
Did you watch... Were you watching Marlon Brando movies again? Phase one of his experiment.
Josh Schroeker's Nature Fry-Off continues on the Mike O'Mara Show, and we're ready. I'm just watching now because I've expanded my shot
right.
to see if there's any appreciable sizzling. Does not appear to be happening yet.
No, you don't see sizzling, but you do see the butter is gone.
Direct sunlight, Josh. It's in direct sunlight.
It is in direct sunlight.
All right. That butter appears... sometimes you can't tell if the...
now I will.
What? That's where you want to fry a strip of bacon, too. Well, so you just want to lean a nice penis of it right over the edge of the skillet.
You want to allow for shrinkage. But I do see, Mike, although the egg hasn't started to cook... Can we get the close-up again, Josh? That bacon's starting to sweat. That bacon is in its first phase of being heated.
The bacon's starting to sweat.
How many times have I said that?
Yeah,
what's fun about 4:30 in Florida is it could just start pouring rain at any moment.
Have breakfast soup.
That'll be even better if it starts raining on it. So this is the fry-off. What a hot day it is today.
Yeah.
Whew!
All right, so yesterday I promised that I would tell you about the household product. The guys already know what I did.
Yeah.
It's no biggie. I decided... that with the cost, inflation has taken quite a toll on the cost of front doors. We have a front door that's been a bit challenged. What with the mechanism, with the little keypad, battery-operated keypad for the lock that you have.
I was down there about 2 years ago, and I remember your door being fine. So this has to be recent damage.
It's not damage as much as it's just
where?
Not... It's not functioning the way it should. Mm-hmm. It's kind of catching the double door when you close it. And the front of it looks like crap. And it's in need of something. But in this day and age, where we all get new, I think probably 2 years ago, year and a half ago, I started pricing front doors. And hello.
Yes.
I'm sorry. It's a door. It's a door. And you can't charge me that for a door.
Do
it
you
has
think
to withstand those kids kicking it.
This
it
is true. This
and
is true.
Do you think the outward bad appearance of your door is what's preventing you from having friends? Because they come over, they see the door, and they say, forget this.
I don't think it would make them want to come again, Rob. I think that the
front
door
is... Well, once you're inside, you don't see it.
No, but when a house starts to go threadbare,
yes,
you gotta kind of stay on it. And that's what I'm trying to do here.
You didn't do what I did to my door, which was so much easier. I wrapped it like a present.
Oh, you put the wrapping paper on it like they do at Christmas?
But I did it all. I change it for year, sometimes it's birthday paper. Sometimes it's 4th of July. It's beautiful.
And that's a good look, too.
People love it. They really do.
Terrific look. I think that what I want to talk about is the process because Carla went up to D.C., Northern Virginia, to visit with friends. And
I thought she was door shopping up here.
No. The doors, I have seen prices anywhere from the low end, like $2,500, to $7,000. Doors.
That's like what my parents paid for their first house.
$7,000. Josh, look up if you can. Look up an average. Go to Lowe's, Home Depot, anything like that, and bring up a picture of doors.
There's got to be a place. There's got to be a place called the Door Store.
But my point I'm saying, Rob, is that the cost of doors has been taking a ride on the inflation train.
Big door, yeah. I'm
right,
sorry to hear.
Let's take a look here. We've got
these are the most popular doors.
I'm sorry. Oh, I should have given you been more specific. Double doors.
Oh, see, that's going to be double the price.
That's good math.
Thanks.
He was ciphering, and he got
that. I see front exterior pre-hung doors. The basic kind I saw like $2,700. That's the low end.
That's a lot of money for doors. I wouldn't, because my grandparents' door was there the entire time the house was built for 70 years.
Well, it's back when they used to build stuff that would last. And by the way, this whole leads to the fact that I don't need a new door.
Oh, this was a curveball?
No, but I don't need a new door. I'm not going to pay that money, so I might as well just, you know, you paint your front door. Mm-hmm. A lot of people paint their front doors.
Right.
That's what I decided to do. And so because I don't have someone here to tell me no, all right, here we go. Oh. 4,200, 2,500 to 2,800, 42 to 4,351. There you are. So you see what I'm talking about.
If you cut every corner, it's still going to be over $2,000.
What if you just replace one door now and one later?
Because it'll really be a bad look.
That would look like if you got like an old Chevy Monza and put a door from another car on it.
It just wouldn't really look appealing.
You'd hear about it.
So would you like to hear the story of the door?
Yes, I would.
The story of the door is me trying to do something that even when I was a younger man was something that was out of my depth, and that is being handy.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is more than anything else due to my patience. I do not have patience for household projects. And I think really, at the very least, your tradesmen that do this kind of work are patient because they want to get it right. A good tradesman is going to be patient.
You're right.
He's going to do things the right way. He's going to take his time and he's going to make sure the job is done right. I am not burdened with that desire. I want to get the thing over with. I want to see the results as soon as possible. And so I rush.
Okay.
And that's the problem. So we will get to this. The main reason I tackled this project is twofold. That if Carla was here in the house, she would say, don't do it. You don't do it. You'll have this, something will happen. Don't do it. And so I didn't want to deal with that.
She doesn't encourage you to do that
stuff? No.
See,
I am Carrie never
is
encouraged.
Always on my back to do stuff. And I say no because I won't do
now,
it. Right.
Do stuff is a different story. You know, if you want to, you know, cook, clean,
no, but
power
I'm talking
wash,
about like handyman stuff.
Handyman stuff, yeah. like painting a front door? No.
Yeah.
I would be offended off that.
This calendar year, I was asked to do that very task, and I denied it because I said, if I screw it up, I don't want to look at a bad-looking door for the next year.
Well, this started Friday night, and Friday afternoon, I decided to venture out to the local, and my choice, we don't have an advertiser in this quadrant, so I will mm-hmm. give you Ace Hardware, my local Ace Hardware. I go to for lots of stuff, fishing stuff, hardware. Yeah. It's smaller than the big ones, and I love it that way.
Does it go back to when you had to do... On your other house, after a flood, you had to do a lot of work.
Did a tremendous amount of work.
And Ace Hardware was perfect for you, as I
recall. Absolutely. The best thing when we've done stuff down here, when you guys have come into the studio,
right.
There it's always the go-to. And
Do they sell pipe and drape?
No, that was custom.
Oh, well, that's nice, isn't it?
Here's the picture of the door you sent me.
No, that's not it.
And I just didn't, you know, when you have guests over this time of year, who has the time to scrape?
Come into the chateau.
it was necessary. It was, marked up, especially down near where the, the feet are. It was just not looking really good. So the first thing I have to do is I have to figure out what am I dealing with here. Am I dealing with metal? Am I dealing with wood? And I'm dealing with a fiberglass door. There are a lot of them in the neighborhood.
Space-age polymer, yeah.
Space-age polymer. So it's off to talk to the people at the Ace, great painting section there, and find out exactly what I'm going to do and what kind of paint I'm going to put on there. And
you know what they say?
Yeah.
Ace is the place for the help for hardware folk. So you went to the right place. They're going to help you out.
You want to try that one again? Because
Ace
I think you muffed it the first time. You know?
Ace is the place for the helpful hardware folk.
I thought you said Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folk.
Well, you know, you should Q-tip those ears every morning.
You should work on your dialect.
Or diction.
You should work on it. Can I
tell my story for Christ's sake without you speaking up every 6 seconds?
I wish you would.
So anyway, I go to the Ace, got to pick out the color, got to pick out the type of paint. Very helpful. Said, well, what kind of color do you want? These are usually the colors we use for the front door. And I pick, because I love the color, I pick what is a kind of a very similar to the color of Rob's T-shirt.
Oh, a burgundy.
A rust burgundy. It's called Cottage Red.
Oh, okay.
And yeah. Is there anything that says folksy and do the, what's that, temperature? Oh,
he my got phone a has temperature. Overheated, so temperature we lost our camera on the edge because it melted the phone.
Does that mean you have to run outside to check on the, yeah, or we'll just cool your phone off?
I'll let the phone cool and we'll check on it on the next break.
That's good. So
put
I'm
your
off.
Phone in the fridge.
Cool it off. So I go there, I'm just getting a quart. Don't need any more, anything more than that.
Right.
Figure it's going to be a one and done. Nice, thick color, heavy-duty color. Covers easily, should be
what
no problem.
What color is it replacing?
It is going over what would be, you know, the same color of everything in our neighborhood. You know, that kind of tan, grayish,
beige,
tan,
gray,
beige, nasty,
cream, off-white, wind drift. They
it's funny
it
you
name.
Mention that because that will come into play later.
Oh,
So I get started, and what I'm going to do is I look online, and what these people do is they rough it up with sandpaper the exterior right.
so
of the door,
paint, so the
so
paint,
the paint
will
adhere,
right?
And then they one of the guys was using acetone to wash down. You know, the guy immediately says you don't need acetone. You need denatured alcohol. That'll be that'll do it, and you won't have to worry about anything drying out or anything like that. Denatured alcohol.
When you picked up the denatured alcohol, did he also show you where he kept the olives?
Use the denatured alcohol. I got that in the back room.
Did you take the door off of the hinges?
That it's funny you mentioned that because I looked at that and I saw both done. And obviously, as a single person doing this without any help, I thought it would probably be best to leave it up. And it's double doors. They're very
hard
you can
to
move
hang
them
a
around.
Door. Hard to hang a door by yourself. It
can't
really
do it. So I left them up. And as a matter of fact, I saw a video with a guy taping up the hardware with painter's tape. And I decided I would go with that. If that was problematic, I'd take the hardware off after I got done painting.
You chose not to paint the hardware cottage red?
I didn't want to. Well, the hinges. That was by necessity. The hinges, they were dingy. They were dingy, I didn't mind painting them over, even though it was really more by if they'd been sparkling brass, they'd still be
sparkling
painted
brass.
Over. They'd still be painted over, yes.
And I know things dry fast, especially outside in Florida.
Oh, the heat.
But
yeah.
How did you handle, like, opening and closing the door? Did you close the door for it to dry? Did that cause an issue?
It's a combination of both, you know, because you got to do, you're not doing one side of the door, you're doing the other, but the inside track before the weather stripping, you want that to be the same color as the exterior of the door. So you have to open the doors for that point. But by and large,
your doors, I'm trying to remember, they open into the house, right? Not out to the yard?
They open out to, they open out.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. They open out.
You don't really have the option to let them come inside and dry.
Open out. They open out. Hold on. No, they open in.
They should open in.
They open in. They open in. Yeah, they open in. I'm stupid. I'm sorry. So
that's all right.
Open out would hit your visitors every time you open the
door. That would not be something you would want to do. So, yeah.
Who got this cottage red on my sweater?
So I get the paint. Yes. I get the denatured alcohol. I get the sandpaper. I sand it. And then I shop vac all the like sanding thing, and then I hit it with the denatured alcohol, and it's time to paint.
How gritty was your sandpaper? Was it a fine sandpaper?
320.
Okay, that's pretty fine.
That's very
some
fine.
Of it really fine.
Some of it really fine. Where are you? Where are you?
Don't say that word. That's an ugly word.
Bing. Can never find him.
Paint
ever.
The door.
Hardest one I ever have. Some of it really fine.
Some
is
of it
on
is
my
really
main? Can... I don't know. Do you have you memorized your stuff? No, you haven't. Because why would you do that? Why would you know where everything is? So it's
you
not
move
here.
Stuff around.
It's why don't okay. I go to the next soundboard and see if it's there? Because now it's a goddamn quest to get
yes.
Ben Crosby.
Mm-hmm.
And then of course it takes 10 seconds to pop on, and by the time you've moved on, some of it really fine.
Some of it is very fine.
Some
yes.
of it very fine.
We're really fine.
Forget it. I'm done.
All right.
So I get that done. It's time to paint. This was my first, what I would consider my first major mistake of the project. When you go to a paint store, you will see that you have brushes.
Yeah.
You have pads that do like corners and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And you have rollers.
Yep.
And you also have what appear to be sticks with little pieces of styrofoam on them. Like little gray styrofoam paintbrushes
that are
styrofoam paintbrush.
And I said, this will be like the...
Oh, I know exactly what you mean, but they're like not long sticks.
Foam right. paintbrush.
Yeah. Foam, yes.
Yeah.
And this will be the ease of paintbrushes with the smoothness of the edger and the roller. Well, that's nothing could be further from the truth. They were cheap. And they painted cheap, and there were streaks. And this is the first coat going on where it looked like, by the time I got finished, it looked like I had a striped door. Yeah. It was just
did
white,
it dry
red.
Crazy fast because of the heat? Because I'm sure your door was
no,
hot
because of the humidity.
It
did not. Because of the humidity. Okay. In fact, the opposite was true. It did not dry fast because of that. But I was able to successfully put two coats on by Friday night. And but that was with another trip to the hardware store where I went and did I get a roller? I got a roller because this time I went back online. So, oh, it's roller. Roller
4 inches
is going to do this.
8 inch roller, like a wide one or a narrow one?
I got a small one. I got a couple of varieties of small ones because it's
good.
A door.
It is.
And so the streaking was my first problem. Like, I'm going to have to get a new device. And, you know, at this point, I'm not approaching the cost of new front doors. But, you know, if this goes into another weekend, the cost is going to be prohibitive.
Yeah.
And so the second coat is rolled on. And it looks like a first coat that had been done well. Does that make any sense
yes.
to you?
Mm-hmm.
That's the look
good.
I had.
So you're making progress.
Yeah, which means, though,
but you're still a step behind.
Well, I also thought this would be one coat, Johnny, because I'm a moron and I think these things are easy. And by the way, the door has glass inserts in it. So,
you got to paint around those.
Once you are done with that, you got to tape off the inside of the glass and then paint around that. And inside the glass insert is decorative molding that's in there, along with some weather stripping caulk stuff. It's like, can you put any more multiple effing surfaces on this eighth of an inch to make my job a total S show?
You didn't build this house. Some other jackass built your house, and he chose that door. So,
but
you know.
That's a stand-up front door.
I think once I began to do the insert is when the first fall happened. The fall off of the crappy stepladder that I had. And, of course... With the fall comes the paint that's close by.
No.
And fortunately, the first fall, the paint landed pretty much on me and didn't spill that badly. And so I was able to recover rather quickly. And
did you look around to see if anyone saw you fall?
No, nobody around. Everybody's dead here. Everybody's getting ready.
Wow.
Everybody's in their hospital bed inside their bedrooms going beep, beep.
Meanwhile, you're on the front porch.
I'm on the front porch. If I have one more person say, you could have hit your head. I'm aware of how old I am, and there's certainly. But here's the thing. The only reason I fell the first time was because the stepladder, the cheesy little stepladder, which is all I needed. I didn't need a regular aluminum ladder. I got the kind that you get like crackers out of the second shelf in a closet.
Yeah.
You know what
do
I mean?
Not,
or a cabinet.
Do not step on the top rung. They'll tell you this. And also don't step on the shelf. They don't want you to step on that top rung. There's always a warning there.
Well, no,
you're thinking.
I think I've got the wrong. You know
what? 6 foot ladder. You're thinking of.
Yeah, you're thinking of a step ladder, and I spoke incorrectly. This is more like a step stool.
Oh,
this
a step
is a
stool.
Three.
Oh, yeah.
This is a three rung step stool. So the top layer on a step stool is actually where you are supposed to stand.
Okay, my bad.
And the problem is when you're getting off the step stool, once you go down to the second step. You have to remember, there's one more. And
That's sad.
I'm so pissed at this point because I skip the second level.
Yes.
And not only do I hurt my back because my left foot comes crashing down to the base, but the paint goes, and now it's a setback. Yes. And but I cleaned it up relatively quickly. And where are we now?
I got to ask you, if you lost like a quarter.
This is Saturday night into Sunday.
All right. How much paint of the court did you lose on the fall? Like half
maybe
of it?
Maybe an inch.
Oh, so that's not that much.
Hardly anything.
But paint is expensive, so that had to
paint
that had
is
to
not
rally
cheap. And after
how's
the
your neighborhood? Do you have an audience at this point?
No. There's nobody here. I'm not kidding you. The people you hear, what you'll see is they're walking all over the place in the season, and then the people that stay down here all summer are either the people who are financially challenged, mm-hmm. or the people that are so old that they don't make the trip up north anymore. And if you don't see them, it's because and sometimes you'll see them out with a nurse.
Or they went up north and didn't come back.
Exactly. Is
that sort of code in your neighborhood, Mike, when they say they went up north and never came back?
You know, Rob, when sometimes when you see the for sale sign out in front of the house, it's the equivalent of when my mom was in her assisted living apartment and she would come out and see a new rose out on the hallway table. That would be out there.
That's a nice way to handle it.
Sad, though. I shouldn't joke about that.
No, you should, though.
My mom had a rose at one point. So
if you don't laugh about it, you cry.
So this is Sunday, and then I'm saying to myself, you know, I'll be able to knock all of it out on Sunday, finish it all up on Sunday.
Did you finish it before or after Mass?
I never do anything before Mass, so the answer is after.
That's
good. I get done with this, and at this point, I was saying to myself, the day went on and on and on with the second coat on Sunday and then the spillage. And by the time the spillage was done, I said, I need just one more little thing. I'm going to need a razor to tackle the glass to just trim up that nasty paint that's spilling over.
Should've called me.
If you're keeping track of all the things I used to attack this, I used tape. That was not successful because when I pulled the tape off the first time, because it's a water-based latex paint, it kind of like peeled.
It
peeled it off the other latex-based product, the caulk. So, and then it was the razor. And when I did the razor, it kind of made a rough edge.
Yeah.
And then the third part, I'm doing this for like 4 hours trying to get this right. And I'm doing the straight edge, the plastic straight edge.
Yeah.
And that almost got it right. But
does that feel like it's like a brush with like two wheels on it and it's red?
No, it's just it's basically a strip of plastic that you put in the corner and you paint along.
Okay.
It.
It's a guard.
That's how you do it. Yeah, and unfortunately, that tends to bleed out a little bit if you're not using a teeny tiny amount of paint. To make a long story short, it looked good enough by Sunday night that I thought I'd be okay. And as I looked at the finished product, I said, okay, all right. Well, I'll take a little break here, and I will tackle those last little touch-up areas. And I don't think we're dealing with any more than 15, 20 minutes here. And I started to step down, and I did the same thing again. I missed the second step. This time, all of it came out of the can.
Oh.
But it's not like it was in a bad position. It landed on the step to my front door and on the pavers leading up to the front door. All of it.
Not any on the grass.
All of it.
None on the grass.
There's no grass nearby. I have centered it middle of the job.
No plastic down?
I didn't have, because I was doing some final touch upon, I had removed the drop cloth at this point. To say I was discouraged... I won't say that word. It's a soft word. I was so pissed.
Yeah.
I was effing my way into the garage.
You were also discouraged.
And I'm tired. And I'm tired at this point. And it's hot. And I'm soaking wet because it's sweaty outside. And I'm at this point, I'm like, I'm looking at this saying, I really have no idea what I'm going to do. This is a disaster. I have a tan painted concrete step that is now completely covered in one little dollop, a little beautiful baby heart of red cottage red paint, and then the rest of it ejaculated onto the floor. So I've got all this. I'm like,
you're now cleaning up a murder scene.
Yeah, it looks like you know, you're going to get like people from a murder show come see you.
I mean,
Nightline, Dateline.
It's so thick and it's so all encompassing that I say to myself, I've got to get paper towels and just scoop up, because right, this is not. If I use towels, it's ridiculous. There's no absorbency. I get the towel. An hour and a half later, after paper towels and mineral oils?
Spirits.
Is that what they're, mineral, that's a stupid name. You know, Mr. Ancient Andy Griffith effing name for mineral spirits. Yeah, go to the mercantile and get your mineral spirits.
I like that name.
Of course you do, Elton. Of course you like that name. So I am going through mineral spirits, paper towels. I have so many microfiber towels that I got at Costco, that big atomizer package of all those. I'm tearing through them. And that the only solace I'm taking is that, oh, these ridiculously overbought microfiber towels, I'm just going to tear through these and then chuck them away like they're paper towels.
Two questions at this point.
Yes.
Did you at any point think you're just going to say, chuck it, and call a pro to come in and fix what you painted?
No, there's
you never
no
got
way.
To that point.
No, I am at the finish line. I am at the finish line of this project.
Second question.
Yes.
Did the thought of a power washer enter your mind?
Immediately.
Okay. And was it effective at all?
That's dangerous at this point. Because
why?
You've got the fresh paint on the door.
No, because the door's open to the outside. So when they open, the painted side is going against the power washer, and it's not going to splatter on the painted side. And by the way, the majority of the door is dry to the touch now.
Ah.
It's doing fine. But also with water base, you know, it's supposed to react to water. I, within 10 minutes, had the power washer on this thing, and it was just... I sat there. I brought a chair out, and I hooked up my electric power washer, and I just stood there with the effing wand at this little red, faint red area that would not die.
Well,
and
it
then,
wasn't
yes.
water-based. You didn't use water-based paint.
Yeah, it was water-based. Yeah,
I thought you were supposed to use like an oil-based
exterior
door.
It's water-based. I used the paint they told me to use.
Okay.
Exterior. I'm using exterior water-based paint.
Let Lady Macbeth finish her story. Out
so I get done.
Spot.
So mineral paper towels, 15, 20 minutes.
Okay.
Of just getting as much of it up as I could. Then after that, I just poured mineral spirits on it just to thin it out ever so slightly, and I just left it there. Then over to the side of the house to get the garden hose, bring the garden hose in, and just and then of course the one that's never on when I'm cleaning the snake's pen is the jet, which I always want on, but oh Lord, was it on this time? Of course it was on this time, the little setting, and I immediately pull it back because I sent like I don't want to use bad words, but I sent a beautiful arc of water into the middle of my living room. And so I adjust.
Just blame the dogs.
The dogs are staring at me from their pen just going, what the F is he?
The dogs love this.
And so I end up just sprinkling the water on. And when I do, all of the paint that had gotten down between the pavers bubbles up. And now I've got a 6x8 area of watered down red paint on all the pavers. And I'm wanting to cry.
It's just getting
cry.
Worse.
Oh, and did I mention during this whole, by the way, it's 8:30, so it's almost daylight fading. So I still had a little daylight
dusk,
before.
Yeah.
And I am, who's texting me? That's Carlos.
Is it Bob Ross?
No, it's not. So anyway, I get that out, and I'm like, okay, it looks like it's, and thank God the pavers are rust-colored pavers. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for that. I end up saying, this is not going to go anywhere. I see that the water is not encroaching on the job itself, so I can take it up a notch, and I go get the electric power washer. And that's when I brought the power washer out, and I'm just hitting it. I'm just hitting it forever. It's not going anywhere. And I put the other little nozzle. You know, when you have a power washer, you put that soap nozzle in.
Yeah.
Because I got a full thing already put in there of the soap. And I put the soap. And I was going to clean up that stoop area, too, that little step area. So I'm kind of killing two birds. And I'm starting to relax because it looks like maybe with the soap on it, it is starting to dissipate ever so slightly. The whole process that was going to take 15 to 20 minutes, I am at about an hour and a half. It is getting to be 9 o'clock at night, and I'm wrapping up the power washing of this. And at this point,
how does it make you feel?
I feel as though I have eradicated the red stain totally.
Great.
That there's no more evidence of red paint anywhere. And at this point, I'm going to turn off the power washer, drag it to the garage, and I'm going to say to myself, I'm done for the day. I will take this up in the wee hours of the morning because I have to get up very early on Monday to tackle this little touch-up that I had. It wasn't going to take any time at all, and clean the house and get everything ready for Princess Leia to arrive from up north. We'll do news in the third because I just
you
have
to take a
gather
pause
myself because it's a real effing happy ending.
I'm glad the Princess
Leia
is
home.
The
story should be entitled, I'll never do anything again, ever, in my life. I will never do anything handy, ever.
And Rob, if you were paying attention on Monday's show, Mike had a little of the paint still on him.
I didn't realize that because I came in late.
Well, it's all right. At my age, most people think it's a bruise.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
We have more show continuing. Sometimes you just need a little something. You know, something in the middle of the afternoon to help you get through the rest of your inbox, or something at the end of the day to make your evening more enjoyable. That's right. Did you write this? Are you telling people to have their gummies in the office?
This is from Seoul. And you know what? They speak the truth. If you have, like, at 4 o'clock...
Are you under the influence of a Seoul gummy right now?
Not on this program, sir. No, sir.
All right. Well, we love Seoul.
Straight arrow. I do. I'll take one as soon as the show's over.
Yes.
But not during the show.
You want to make your evening more enjoyable, do what Rob does. You have today's sponsor, Seoul. They can help you. Seoul is a wellness brand that believes feeling good should be fun and easy. Seoul specializes in delicious hemp-derived THC and CBD products designed to boost your mood and help you unwind. Josh loves them at the movies. Rob loves them to stay sane. He loves the 15-milligram cherry limeade gummy.
Oh, boy.
It makes TV funnier. They're best-selling out-of-office gummies were designed to provide a mild, relaxing buzz, boost your mood, and enhance creativity and relaxation. Plus, they taste like candy.
That's right, Charlie.
Bring on the good vibes and treat yourself to Seoul today. Right now, Seoul offering our audience 30% off your entire order. Go to GetSeoul.com and use that code TMOS to get 30% off your order. That's GetSeoul.com, promo code TMOS. 30% off, and we thank you. So, nothing, as you know, as both of you know very well, nothing in my life is going to get in the way of me having a nice golf game. So I am off. I am off to do the old golf thing.
Sure. And meanwhile, your front porch looks like.
Well, it's why I set the alarm today. Well, I set the body alarm. I don't use an alarm clock. I can know what time I want to get up, and I will get up at that time. And I set my body clock for 4:45 this morning.
Too early.
Yeah.
Oof.
Just wanted to get it done. Had to clean the kitchen, had to straighten up the house, and then I had to do my final touch-up and sweep out the entryway area where all the sand was kicked up where I power washed it the night before.
That's great. F my life.
I'm sitting there looking at the glass area where I've used now a straight edge, where I have used a painter's tape, and where I've used a razor blade. And I'm like, you know, it looks pretty good. And just on a whim.
It looks pretty good.
I take my fingernail and I just sort of run it up at the top and sort of press and run it. And as I do that, voila. Suddenly I'm like, well, that first inch looks pretty. Well, that foot looks pretty. I did it on both sides. And lo and behold, I think I went from a 6 to maybe a 7.5, 8 as far as the finished product was concerned.
Do you think that the first time you pulled the tape off and it pulled the paint with it, it was because you were too eager and you pulled it off too soon?
100%. That's the patience factor. I think you're right. Yeah. I think if I'd waited, it would have been fine, but yeah. I don't wait for stuff
Who
like that.
Who likes to wait? No one does.
So at this point, I am out of crappy T-shirts to paint in, and I am painting with my paint-stained, pullover shorts that I happen to be wearing. And
did you put on your tuxedo?
No, I don't have a shirt. And because I don't have a shirt and I'm taking trash out along with drop cloths and everything, of course, the effing neighbor that decides to venture out at 5:30 in the morning.
Oh, God.
Hi, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm showing my tits to you, lady. That's what I'm doing.
But you've been out there in 5:30 in the morning with less in the past.
What do you mean?
You've talked about going out there and walking the dogs without pants.
In my underwear. But there's a difference even when, you know, being in your underwear with a shirt on and being with a pair of gym shorts and no top at my age. It's not a pretty thing to see. I wouldn't wish it on anybody. I really wouldn't wish it on anybody.
I still blame it on the neighbor. You shouldn't, unless you've got a purpose.
Right.
You shouldn't be out that early.
I'm out early to finish up what I did. It was miraculously quick that I looked and I went, that'll do.
That'll do for now.
Meanwhile, I've got the evil stepladder as far away from me, and it's still got the quart of paint, probably 80%, 90% full with the lid on top where I had left it the night before. Didn't want to go near it.
Yeah.
It's got a paint-covered microfiber towel on there. It's got a big globule of paint where the paint fell off the ladder, and it's just sitting over there. So I got to get
that microfiber thing is stuck on that for life.
It peeled off, went right in the trash.
Oh,
that's
good.
What I did
good.
With it. By the way, at this point, it's roll up the hose, get the power washer tidied up. Still isn't. Power wash in the garage. Get the stepladder out of the way. Sweep up, spruce up, and then sweep up the inside of the house
Shave,
where I walked in.
Cologne yourself.
Shave, cologne, shower. What a day.
Yeah.
I got out of the house at about 7:15.
That's when I got out of the house. That's pretty good, even though you had to get up nigh on to 5. That's pretty fast.
Yeah, so and the day continues. You know, yeah. Josh.
No need to move the doormat to like cover up a stain or anything?
No, the doormat, I got a big, heavy, rubber, kind of designed, intricate design, real heavy that goes in front. And when I laid that down, there was no evidence of paint. None. Zed. Bagel.
That's great.
If there's one thing I did with this job, where I spilled paint, I got rid of it, except on me. It's still, you know, in various spots on me that I come. I still might have just a teeny bit on my thumb here.
Which shall serve as a reminder.
Best to never do it anything again.
Never do anything.
Well, you want to know why people now... Remember when it was $200 to get something done?
Yeah.
And then it became $1,000 in the blink of an eye, and now it's $2,000 to do anything?
Anything.
You know? Oh, you'd like me to come into your living room and fart? $2,000, please.
That was my business plan.
God. So I finish up, and at this point, Carla says she's going to land at... I've talked to Carla a couple of times. She has no idea what's been done. I almost... You know, but you know, I can't wait when I'm giving a present. I can't wait. I almost did the FaceTime experience where I say, hey, take a look. No, I'm going to wait. I'm going to show
Josh,
some discipline.
At this point, I need to jump in with a small story that will illustrate this facet of Mike. One time we were in an Iowa casino, and he had a massive hit on one of the machines. High roller hit. Like upper, I think about $2,000 at the time. And he was so excited, he called Carla and told her, I've won $2,000, and then within 20 minutes, he gave it all back.
Yep.
Yeah, he can't do that.
Every bit. Degeneré.
That's me. So I wait, and she's going to land at 10:30. This will dovetail into, a method of communication. And, you know, it's probably going to make for a bit of a tense evening in my home, but I don't care. When you are communicating and you're in and around an airport and you have a loved one that's either anticipating your arrival yeah. or wants to know when you get to your destination if you're traveling, I would believe that the method of communication should at all times be text messaging.
I agree.
Text messaging never goes away. It's there. It stays. Phone calls. Phone calls don't work in that
That's
situation,
right.
okay?
And when you lost to the ether sometimes.
When you land and you call someone and they don't get the call because they might be indisposed, like perhaps hitting a little 145-yard 8-iron into a green, you miss it. So what do you get? Well, the person on the other gets missed call. All right.
Yeah.
Missed call. And when you call immediately back and there is no answer, the mind does begin to wonder.
Yeah,
was that a call? Was that a last I love you call as the plane was careening into the ground? Or was that, we have been delayed by 2 hours. I'm calling from my point of origination. The bottom line is, please, darling, love of my life, text me. By the time an hour later that I finally made contact. Oh, we're home.
Oh, no.
It looks really nice. That's the tone. First words out of her mouth.
Did she notice it, or did you have to tell her about it?
Of course she noticed. She's walking in the front door, and it's cottage red from, from semen tan.
Was there any comment about that not being on the honey-do list? That you chose your own list.
She never got to the honey-do list other than put some lights up in the hallway. And so it never really, I said, I don't want a honey-do. Because what I wanted, Josh, more than anything else, I wanted to be free to do something completely on my own without anybody telling me not to do it. And that's the gist of the problem. And in the back of my mind, foolishly, I might add, I thought it would be something that would be really well received. And at this particular point,
did your son notice or did he just run in?
No, because my son, it's interesting you bring that up, Rob.
Thank you.
My son, you might remember during this whole time.
Yeah.
When I'm out and about, just thinking about my family, doing nothing myself, I went out to the local Prick's Sporting Goods to buy a catcher's set that cost $60,000 for him. And the conversation I had with him, because I left it right on his bed so that he'd see it as soon as he walked in the house, was, Dad, it only has one shoulder pad. I said, yes, it only has one shoulder pad because that's the one you're supposed to put on your non-throwing arm. Sorry.
All right.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't get
that upset. Glad you turned that into a learning moment.
And then it's like, I knew the response was, did you like, yeah, it looks really good. The tone, I know the tone. I know the effing tone. I know the tone every single time I fished. Every time I threw my worm into the water to see if I could get a bite, nothing bit. It was always, it looks really, really. And then finally, I decide I'll plunge in and just get the reality of it. I
said,
do you like the color? And she said, no.
And, oh, no.
Oh, okay.
And you know what she follows that up with?
What?
This is, it's too much to be pissed.
You have to repaint it?
She says, they have about 25 to 30 colors that you're allowed to paint your door. Up at the community center.
Oh, so it becomes an HOA issue now.
Oh. I would just like to say HOAs across this country, F you and your families too. May you all rot in hell, all right? With your safe, let's make it all the same so we all look the same and nobody has any creativity. It's like, you want to talk about where freedom goes to die? Freedom goes to die at a homeowners association. That's where freedom goes to just be planted underground with worms eating your eyeballs out.
So is... I don't know if I need to ask this at all, but is Cottage Red on the list?
F no.
Anything close to Cottage
Red? I haven't been up there. Hey, guess what?
What?
I was invited by Mrs. Prim and Proper to take a visit up to the community center tomorrow and take a look at the colors. I said, you can do that on your own.
I think you should go with her and pack a lunch. Make a day of it. There's got to be something close to
have
that red.
Have you looked at other doors? Are there other red doors in the neighborhood?
In our immediate neighborhood, it's funny you mentioned that because I did do a drive-by. There were dark-colored doors and there were light-colored doors. Were there cottage red doors? No.
I bet there's something close to cottage.
I think there's something close. I think that would be close enough. I don't think I get busted until those other sows go out on their little mission minding, you know, and come by and go, it's the wrong color. And by the way, you should clean your gutters. Suck it.
God. But other than
that. Write another check.
Yeah, other than
that. Write another check so we can redo the clubhouse that no one goes to. Effing hate it.
Mike, other than that, how was your weekend? You got some solitude. It was nice, right?
I was self-satisfied. I was really glad that I could, even the fall that wrecked my back, to the point where, you know, I'm going to get those injections in my neck for pain. Now I was almost calling him today. I said, like a real room. Can they do another place instead of the neck? Because I hurt my back, but my back's better.
Good.
You know, Mike, I think even with the wrong color, it went better than this experiment.
Oh no. Is that a live picture?
That is a live picture.
I think the bacon has shrunk a little bit.
There's bubbling.
What's that? There's bubbling. There's the bubbling. Egg.
There is a bubble.
And the bacon did shrink.
So yeah, because remember the way it was flopped over before, Mike? Now that it's sticking straight out.
Your sign said 100% guaranteed. That's a perfect segue right there, isn't it? This is a great show. Share the episode. Smash that like button.
Do it.
So the moral of the story is this is much like theme parks, where there may be another household significant project, but I doubt it. Not for a long time. I'll still spray weeds, and I'll still power wash the patio.
Maintenance.
And I'll do a lot of plenty of power washing, because the power washer was still ending up to be the best tool that I ever purchased in my home.
Yeah,
but really,
no more roller coasters.
No roller coasters, and I don't think I'll ever paint again. I don't think I'm ever going to do it. I'm not good at it.
What if Disney asked you to come and paint at Disney?
I'd say I'd bring the whole Homeowners Association board. I'd bring all them up, have them sit right on the tracks, right at the bottom where the cars come and smash them and turn them into bloody pulp. That's all I have. Now we can move on.
I'm proud of you. I think you did a great job.
Thank you, Rob. I'm sorry
that you didn't get, you know what? So often it's just the attaboy you want. Mm-hmm. And you didn't get your attaboy.
No, I didn't.
And that sucks.
I know.
You pissed away a whole weekend and no attaboy.
No attaboy.
You know, I've got a book you could read.
What's that?
The Gratitude Tiger.
Oh, yeah. Gratitude Tiger. Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, I expect nothing less than a letter. And now I'm going to do a commercial.
Yeah. Do you want to swap that if you want to?
That's all right. Big Derm Glow news.
Oh, no. We must take the read different than that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Big Derm Glow news.
Better.
Two more days, 48 hours, and then kaput for the month of July. Only GLP-1 and GIP are on sale. That's right. Both full-dose weight loss and microdosing options are discounted this month. Do you need to lose 30 pounds or more? GLP-1 and GLP are weight loss, delightful, fat-burning machines. You're going to love it. Seriously, my wife has done such a great job with this company, and she's so excited to help you be the best person you can be. If you only need to drop 5 to 15 pounds, then Tirzepatide is for you, ladies and gentlemen. I have been on Tirzepatide myself, and I'm going to tell you this right now. It's gentle, it's effective, and it's perfect for getting lean without harsh side effects. Great for maintenance, too. Here's how easy it is. You take a quiz online. You get approved by a licensed provider. Then you sit back. Your prescription is shipped right to your door, just like it comes to mine, my beautiful cottage red door.
Did you know that everything that Carla sells is approved by the HOA?
Yes, it is.
Mm-hmm.
No stress, just real results. And for a limited time, it's all on sale, but only until Thursday. So, act now. Ready to change your body and your mindset? Tap the link, take the quiz, and let's go to dermglowskin.com. And I thank you.
Thank you.
Go. Let's check in. Oh, that's right. I forgot. It's time to do news. I'm ready.
Yeah, you postponed it, and now it's back.
Yes. Thank you for getting me back on track. I really, really appreciate
that. Today's newscast is brought to you by Sherwin-Williams.
Benjamin Moore, Rob.
Oh, Mies the big shot.
Well, it's the one they sell at Ace. That's what
they don't have the Sherwin-Williams?
They don't. They might, but the one I used was Benjamin Moore. Hello, this is Benjamin Moore.
Do they still offer?
Yes.
Do they still offer Duron?
Duron paints.
Duron paint. I think that might be of the past.
We used to have PPG. Do you remember that product? PPG, Pittsburgh paints?
No.
Yeah, that was the one when I was working at the hardware store, yeah. And I put the 4-gallon case on the conveyor belt wrong, and it fell down to the bottom. And I should have known painting was not going to be in my future.
Where was that paint made?
Let me see. Where was it made? I'm not quite sure. Hold on a second. All right, there we go. Let me press my thank God.
Yes.
Where is it? Where is
your swoosh?
It? Yeah, my swoosh. Hold on. Why am I not hearing that?
Is it in the living room?
No, it's in the wrong slot.
I'm hearing it quietly. It's not like a swoosh. It's more of a swish.
You're going to hear it loud now. Here we go.
Nice.
Now I can do the news because I'm absolutely ADD.
Come on,
dude. Anal retentive. Rapper, this is gross. This is nasty, but I'm sharing it with you. Rapper and Trump supporter Azalea Banks. Did I pronounce that correctly?
Yeah.
Azealaalii.
That's how you spell Azalea.
She may have just presented the absolute worst take on the Epstein situation that ever has or will exist. Listen to this.
All right.
In a tweet that she didn't delete for a full day, Banks said that if Trump was having sex with a 14-year-old girl, it's no biggie, because that was, quote, really only made a social taboo in the 1990s. Mike, I'm almost ready to give myself a lecture there. You know, really, if you're going to stumble on a news story, don't stumble on the important quote, you stupid fat dork. Let me do it again. All right, here we go.
Fine.
She said, if Trump was having sex with 14-year-old girls, it's no biggie, because that was, quote, really only made a social taboo in the 1990s. She added that her grandmother had her first child when she was 12, and teen pregnancy only became frowned upon because of the Jerry Springer show.
Really?
I just lay it out there for you to talk about.
There's almost nothing to say when it's that
grievous. It's speechless.
Grievous, yeah.
It's just so flippin' nasty. She added that she was seducing and having sex with grown men when she was 15. And she's, quote, not surprised or mad at Trump if he was having sex with, or to put it more accurately, sexually abusing 15-year-olds. She added, quote, now, if he was effing a 10-year-old, we have a problem. Oh, that's where she draws the line, isn't it?
It's all, she has a line.
Well, it's all statutory rape. It's all illegal.
Oh,
and
God.
All
and
of
the
it.
Thing is, it doesn't matter if they're 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, if they don't want to do it.
Right. If they're trafficked, for God's sake. All right. Thanks, Azalea.
I'm
appreciate
selling
that.
All of my Azalea CDs.
A new poll.
I've never heard of her.
looked at the age requirements of various things, and it found out that a majority of Americans would raise the driving age above 16. How old were you when you were legally allowed to have an adult beverage?
Oh, I was 21. I didn't make the curve. The last person in our class or our group was Jeff Sloan, and he missed being able to drink at 18 by like 3 days.
Well, 52% of Americans, I was 18. It was 18 in the state of Connecticut when I was 18. 52% of Americans say you should have to be older than 16 to be allowed to drive. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
And the age group that agrees the most is 18 to 29-year-olds. That surprises me.
See, I was in favor of making it illegal to drink if you were over 50, and that would have saved my life.
That's the same age group that doesn't want to drive.
The 60, the 18 to 29-year-olds.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't want to drive. 58% of them say 16 is too young to drive. You disagree with it, I take it, Mr. Soroka? You don't like that?
No. My parents made me wait until I was 17. And I agree 16 is too young.
I think it should be the age of a majority, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, when you're allowed to drink and drive, 18.
Stop it. You can't. Right. No, you mustn't drink and drive. This is a mistake. See.
Drink, 50, drive, and go to war.
54% also support a maximum driving age. 10% of people would make the cutoff 90-year-old. 21% would make it 80 years old. And 23% would pick an age younger than 80.
Wow. How does that make you feel?
That, you know, the way some people that I've seen probably in their 70s drive, I get where they're coming from. But
why can't they do what my Aunt Nancy did? She would hide her mother's keys, literally hide them in the house.
There you go.
So if she found them, she could drive.
That's simple.
But if she didn't, she stayed home.
That's where self-driving cars are giving older people like new freedoms.
Yeah.
Because they can drive these self-driving cars when they can't drive a regular
car. They can go to the grocery store without driving and then walk slow in front of somebody there.
Yes.
But the sad thing is if a self-driving car hits a senior citizen.
Boomers, my people, least likely to want a maximum age. I get that. Americans are divided over the drinking age. 47% say it's cool, as is 21. 41% say it should be younger than 21. I do. If you can fight for your country, you can have a beer.
I agree.
Or no minimum. No minimum.
Well, like France, really? Mike, kids drink wine all the time.
I get it. And 12% of people say it should be older than 21.
No.
Those people probably don't drink.
No, they don't at all.
Interestingly, 18 to 29-year-olds were much more likely to say it should be younger than 21. I get that. And older than 21 is limited to an older demographic. As for, all right, I'm tired of these stats.
I think that.
Drink, drive. Don't there drink and drive.
There are kids, thank you. I think there are kids that can drive at 16, but there should be a harder driving test to get your license at 16.
The one law that I would love to see implemented is that you cannot have, if you're under the age of 18, you cannot have multiple teenagers in the car with you.
Because I think in Virginia, you have to have an adult if you have a second teen.
Yeah, if you have a second teen, have an adult.
Driver's license, I think it's until you're 18, yeah.
I believe that with all of my heart. It would save lives. Everyone's trying to go viral with their crazy popcorn buckets, but the latest one...
crazy popcorn buckets.
Those crazy popcorn buckets. Welcome to Bacon in the Morning. How you doing? Hey, how you doing, sausage? I'm great, Bacon.
Hi, Bacon.
The latest one goes a step further, and it sets an actual Guinness World Record. Marvel Studios recently unveiled its Fantastic Four popcorn bucket. It's shaped like the head of the movie's villain, Galactus, and it's huge. There
that,
it is.
Look at that! Looks like a sex toy.
Well, Galactus. It's a trend now in every movie trying to outdo the previous movie's popcorn bucket.
I am Galactus. And I am filled with popcorn.
Can I put butter on you, Galactus?
Oh, put butter on me, Rob.
Hey, I don't want to be too forward.
Put butter on me, Rob.
I don't want to be too forward on your bucket there. Does the mouth open?
Yes, it does. Fill my Galactus mouth with butter.
Well, I wasn't thinking butter.
It's 20 inches. It's 20 inches wide.
Yes, it is. Oh, Galactus.
I'm supposed to be doing this for the last story, and I'm doing it too early. 20 inches wide, 17.5 inches high. Who measures this? What a society we live in here.
The bucket measurers do it.
It holds 341 ounces, fat ass. That makes it the world's largest commercially available popcorn bucket.
How many ounces?
341 ounces of delicious, buttery popcorn.
Liquid ounces, that's like almost three super big gulps.
Hold
three
on
double
a second.
Gulps.
Did you know that the eyes light up on it?
Mike, how can I know that when you're the man who's telling me the news?
And it costs $80.
That's too much. Does that come with popcorn?
I don't know. And it's sold out immediately at theaters around the country.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can still order it at the AMC Theater Shop. But it doesn't ship until early December. Oh, you're going to have to wait, you big
If you want
dummy.
A list of all the people that bought it, just go to idiot.com.
Hello, I am an idiot. It's nice to have you with me, everyone. Tom Cruise attended Saturday's Oasis show at Wembley Stadium with his alleged girlfriend, Ana de Armas. That's kind of surprising, considering that they publicly trashed him 18 years ago. Well, time has passed.
Sure.
Time heals all wounds. In the 2007 tour documentary, Lord Don't Slow Me Down, the Gallaghers made their feelings about Cruise known for some reason. Noel, a real nice guy, he said, quote, he's a little effer, and he's not been in one good film his entire career. I have no idea whether Noel Gallagher sounds like that, but I'd like him to.
Yeah.
And Liam agreed, saying, he hates Cruise. And he called him a bastard.
Yeah, he's a bastard. I don't like him. There
if you had
go.
To choose a favorite Gallagher, which one is your favorite?
The one that stays in the one that goes to his brother's concerts and sits like in the upper deck and yells at him. Whichever one that is. Remember that story?
I do remember that.
Remember where the one brother was up in the balcony going, yeah. You suck!
I seem to think that that might have been Noel that was on stage and the other brother yelling, but either way, it's a great story.
Well, rumor has it Cruz ran into Liam at a hotel in 09 and they had a polite conversation. Who knows this crap?
Liam was in the balcony.
Liam was in the balcony.
Ah.
Oh, Liam. Hello. speaking of Oasis, there's another one, a Gallagher. There's another Gallagher brother.
Paul. Is he the one that has the big hammer that crashes the watermelons?
No, that's dead. He's dead.
Is his brother dead?
I don't know if his brother is. His brother still touring as Gallagher?
As Gallagher? I don't know.
The other Gallagher brother, Paul, was arrested. Horrible charges, rape, intentional strangulation, and other violent crimes. He is listed as the tour DJ.
That's a good gig.
For the Oasis.
That's a good gig.
I think Oasis sucks.
Oh, I do too. Really do. One notable record,
and then all of this chaos that got them in the headlines. That's all.
It's because the 90s is the worst decade of pop music that ever was.
Amen,
that's why.
Man, Rob, I agree with you there. Finally, today, a woman in Massachusetts. I don't have a kicker for this story. I just have the story.
Okay. Because
there's nothing I can add to it. A woman in Massachusetts had a frightening encounter over the weekend after she was attacked by a raccoon.
What did I tell you, Mike? Huh? All these years.
Catherine Van Buskirk says she occasionally sees raccoons in her neighborhood, but never came face-to-face with them like she did Saturday morning. The longtime Somerville native said she was letting her dogs, Ruby and Blue, out on the garden around 1 a.m. when a raccoon suddenly jumped up at her face while she was on the deck.
That's sad.
Mrs. Van Buskirk said, "It flew at me several different directions. The raccoon clawed her face, scratched her arms, and gnawed."
What?
This is
horrible.
"Gnawed at her hands and legs while she desperately tried to fight it off. However, each time she did, she said it charged back at her even more aggressively." See? "Why don't you go into the house?" is the question I would have. Van Buskirk was somehow able to escape. Thank God.
Thank and Christ.
She closed her deck door covered in her own blood.
That's not funny. Mike, you really paint a beautiful picture.
I'm so sorry. She was able to call 911.
That's good.
She said, "All I could do was scream. Help.
Oh, no. Miss Van Buskirk.
Oh, Miss Van Buskirk.
Yeah. You know what the saddest thing about it was, Mike, is that the raccoon destroyed her popcorn bucket.
Van Buskirk was given rabies shots and antibiotics at a nearby hospital, but her biggest concern was for her dog, Ruby, who had not been seen.
Oh, no, Ruby.
Since the attack.
So sad.
She said Ruby eventually was found later that morning cowering behind the TV set.
Yeah, along with Mr. Van Buskirk.
That's it.
You know, you got to be careful because when raccoons are brave enough to approach humans, that normally means they do have rabies.
All right.
Because they don't have.
Where am I in the show now? Do we have?
We're going to do a segment and then we're going to do beautiful
video.
That's
what I thought. I just wanted to make sure I got it right. We got more show coming up. We'll check on the fabulous experiment in Josh Soroka's Nature Frial.
The phone is back to cooling.
That's very good. That's super, super excited, ladies and gentlemen. Let's move on. I want to tell you about a fine sponsor of the Mike O'Mara Show, Naked Wines.
Yes.
Would you like to be the most interesting person at the next big party you go to? It's as easy as pie. Pie. Just show up with a bottle of wine with a truly unique story. This podcast is sponsored by Naked Wines, a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest wines on the planet and the winemakers, so you get a case of the market's best quality wines for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay for in stores. With our code, you can get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99. Plus, you can pause or cancel at any time. You need to join the Naked Wines community. Head to nakedwines.com. TMOS and put in our code for both the code and password. That's TMAOOSA. And you'll get 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99 with shipping included. That's nakedwines.com/TMOS and the code for 6 bottles of wine for $39.99. Now let's go drink and be merry. For tomorrow, we die eating pie. Yay.
I love pie.
All right. So, Rob, yeah. You wanted to talk about ketchup. Josh wanted to talk about his TV, but I think we have time for your ketchup.
Okay.
And then ketchup. Tomorrow we will join Josh Soroka as he eats his piece of semi-cooked bacon for his television story. But
you
first,
know, bacon, yeah. When it's chewy, it's best. This what inspired me, I'm a very pro-ketchup guy. Come from a pro-ketchup family. And so this piece of video...
Way to go out on a limb, Rob.
Well, you see, what I'm about to play for you is going to say that I am going out on a limb.
Okay.
Because this is from the Mrs. Obama podcast. I think that's the name of it.
Michelle Obama?
Yeah, it's Michelle Obama. I think it's okay. called Mrs. Obama's House.
All right.
And this is what was said.
Not eat ketchup after the age of 8.
This is a hot take former President Obama has had for years.
Is ketchup on a hot dog ever acceptable?
No. No, I mean that.
I agree.
That's one of those things like, well, let me put it this way. It's not acceptable past the age of 8.
And his feelings on ketchup don't seem limited to just hot dogs.
One cheeseburger and one fries for me. Let me get the jalapenos and tomatoes, mustard. Yeah. That's it for me.
This is him in 2010 grabbing a burger with the then president of Russia, also mustard. But it's not just personal preference based on his own tastes.
I have nothing against kids having ketchup. Ketchup on their burgers, ketchup with their fries. Even, which is hard for me to watch, ketchup on hot dogs. But at a certain point,
you
got to kind of grow it.
So what about other condiments?
Is that all condiments or just ketchup?
No, it's
just
ketchup.
I think you've gone down in age on that one.
And he seems to know the take is questionable.
I might be a little too draconian.
I think that's in my the attitude. Word, draconian.
But that is not stopping him.
In my opinion, and this is controversial in my family.
Are you team ketchup?
I am team ketchup. And I also... Even though we disagree, fundamentally, I still love that man he takes it that seriously.
The man everybody wants to put in jail now. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah, I love. Remember when the president was cool?
Yes. For like 8 years.
And we remember that?
Oh, my God. Seems like a million years ago.
And though I disagree with him on the ketchup, I think that is a Chicago take.
The, like Chicago style the mustard?
Doesn't put ketchup on your dog. It's mustard.
Yeah, I think
that a grilled hot dog, if it has any burned portions on it, which some people really like, if you let them get a little dark, the ketchup plays good with the carbon flavor of the burning.
Can I use a unusual condiment and calling it a condiment? I think the best thing you can put on a hot dog is chili.
Why would that serve as a condiment? Yeah,
I think a chili dog to me is the best use of a hot dog. Nothing even compares.
What about? I've seen this in the South, and my stepdad, who was from Florida, brought it up to us. Mm-hmm. Coleslaw on a hot dog.
Yeah, that's not bad either.
I've never had that.
It's great. It's really good. Works. Yeah,
I would try
especially
that.
Especially if it's like the dog is hot and the coleslaw is cold when you serve it.
Right.
You get colors. You get heat difference. You get flavor difference. It's a really good topping.
Go ahead, Josh. I'm sorry.
It's like coleslaw and pulled pork.
Yeah, precisely.
Delish. You know what would go be even better? Cottage red paint.
No, Mike, you can't
put it on
that.
The hot dog because it you certainly can't. Won't stay on your door because we're going to repaint it.
Is there anything that you need ketchup for?
No, not in my house. Well, bad French fries.
Oh, how about good French fries?
Good French fries don't need ketchup. Good French fries, shoestring, great buckets, that place we go to after baseball.
Yeah, they have good fries. That's true.
Oh, my God. Rarely do I touch those with ketchup.
What about, for me, I need them for fries. I need it for tater. Well, you know what?
Ketchup on a burger is essential.
If they offer vinegar with the fries, which is essentially half the flavor profile of ketchup anyway,
right.
I'll go with that.
Yep.
Tater tots, you need it for meatloaf sandwiches, don't you?
I don't eat meatloaf sandwiches. I mean, that grosses me out. Meatloaf grosses me out. Yeah, I'm not a meatloaf guy.
I guess that's another thing for me back in 1960.
Well, I mean, it was that's when it was really creative. 60s were the meatloaf generation of moms.
Yeah.
I ate it like three times a week. It was gross.
That's probably why.
With a big layer of like baked ketchup on it, which was nasty ass. I didn't
the
care
glaze,
for that.
Mike. The glaze. But it sure was easy, wasn't it?
The glaze. That's it. Yeah.
But a hamburger, it's I think, standard. I think you got to have it on a burger.
Once again, you are too controversial. That is absolutely the most controversial thing I've ever heard you say.
Well, I'm just repeating what you said, and I'm trying to back you up on your controversial thing.
I'm not a super fan of it, really, but there are moments that you really want it. And the number one for me would be bad fries, where these fries are like, I still want to
eat rescuing,
them.
They need rescuing, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
My father is the biggest ketchup enthusiast you've ever met. And sometimes when he has had guests to his beach house, you know, it's tradition to bring like a hostess gift or a host gift. He's had people bring him Costco jugs of ketchup. Mm-hmm. As their host gets, and he loves it. He's a ketchup guy.
For a long time before he got married, Josh, I should say this about Bob Spiewak, he would have different hostesses come to visit him at his cabin, and he would always insist on a hostess gift. You know what it was?
What?
Their tits. Anyways, we'll be back with beautiful
at
Steve.
His cabin.
At his cabin.
At his secluded wooden cabin.
It's good. Some people have an island.
No.
Spiewak had a cabin. There
a cabin. A beautiful cabin made of rough-hewn cedar.
Right. And they were all 50 and over. Shopping is a low-key hassle.
It is.
The parking, the crowds, and all those pushy old men with their glasses. Is he going out to look at his?
He is. He's going to check the bacon because the phone got too hot again. Hey, what about ketchup on eggs?
Oh, I sometimes, yeah. As a matter of fact, last night, had it for dinner.
Yeah, okay, good.
That was pathetic. All those old men, glasses on the forehead, buying pickleball paraphernalia, plus the heat. Enough already. Well, say goodbye to Woodward and Lothrop, Sears, Garfinkels, and the Hobby Lobby. Their history. Thank God times have changed, and everything you need can now be purchased at MikeOMaraShow.com. This is where you end the search. That's right, baby. This is when you get all your good stuff. New stuff arriving all the time. Cut out the brand new season. Hold on. My thing messed up.
That's all right.
All right. Don't miss out. Don't cut out.
Don't cut out.
Don't miss out on the brand new season-appropriate TMOS beach towel. It's hella soft and absorbent. And yes, never fear, darling. We have pickleball paddles for all you old white guys. So hurry up and support the show you love. Every purchase keeps the laughs coming. Just click store at MikeOMaraShow.com. The source for all things TMOS. Official, authentic, and awesome. Thank you for your support. And remember, our motto.
Yes.
You always get what you want.
No.
You always get your way at Oarsman Chevrolet.
Can you with a little more zap than that, please?
You always get your way at Oarsman Chevrolet.
I love it. Favorite Jim the Lover.
I like that. Some beautiful video.
Video.
Jerry time.
More for your money, Mike.
More for your money.
Let's start with the fact that I blew it yesterday and did not mention the passing of a favorite of mine, and I know a favorite of yours. He was 97. Tom Lehrer passed away. I didn't know he was still alive. Mm. He, if anyone likes, if you go back to
Vatican Rag.
Yeah, Weird Al, or if you go back further to Alan Sherman, Tom Lehrer was ahead of all these guys. And he was
really a genuinely funny guy. And originally, Mark Russell tried to steal his act, but he was never the same as Tom Lehrer.
No, and also Tom Lehrer, a mathematician by trade, brilliant. Mm-hmm. And also, I found this out today, Mike.
And he sings like a nerdy mathematician.
Before he died, he donated all rights and legal ownership of his music to public domain, so nobody owns it. It's free for everyone to use. He left that to the world.
First, you get down on your knees.
Well, Mike,
fiddle with you. Oh,
before you do that, I did not know that there was film of him performing the Vatican Rag.
This is one I always like to close with. Recently, there has been a great deal of ferment in the Roman Catholic Church involving more liberal changes. In particular, they have permitted the use of vernacular language instead of Latin in portions of the Mass.
Remember that?
They have
old enough to
made
remember
optional
that.
The eating of meat on Friday. This pleased me very much because I've always felt there was a basic inconsistency in the church dogma there. You see, it was all right for a soldier to kill a man on Friday, but it was a sin to eat him. So, also...
Pretty edgy for its day.
Very edgy.
They have permitted the use of some secular music in portions of the liturgy. And I think that last was a particularly good idea. And,
brilliant.
Inspired
thanks for playing
me with
this,
the thought
Rob.
That if they really want to sell what they have
my
to sell,
dad's favorite.
What they should do is redo some of the liturgical music in real popular song forms.
Favorite.
So I tried one with the ragtime form, and it is called the Vatican Rag. First you get down on your knees, fiddle with your rosaries, bow your head with great respect, and genuflect, genuflect, genuflect. Do whatever steps you want if you have cleared them with the pontiff. Everybody say his own, Kyrie eleison, doing the Vatican Rag.
Wonder if he was Catholic.
He almost has to be.
Yeah.
Because he knows it so well. But isn't it fun to watch him?
Yeah. Yeah. Great piano player.
He is good.
In line in that processional, step into that small confessional. They're the guy who's got religion. I'll tell you if your sin's original. If it is, try playing it safer. Drink the wine and chew the wafer. 2, 4, 6, 8. Time to transubstantiate us. So get down upon your knees, fiddle with your rosaries, bow your head with great respect, and genuflect, genuflect, genuflect. Make a cross on your abdomen. When in Rome, do like a Roman. Ave Maria, gee, it's good to see you. Get ecstatic and sort of dramatic, and a doing the Vatican Rag.
That's man. His hit. That's yeah. his big hit. Fantastic.
I wonder if, you know, 65 years from now, anything we say on this show will be remembered.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, that's
but
so
we're
nice
still...
you to do that. How many people do you think are talking about him today?
Not many.
Not many. I love that. That was great. Dad, if that's
everyone
for
talked
you.
About him right. yesterday.
What's that?
Because everyone talked about him yesterday.
Not if people talked about him yesterday. Well, Josh, when you're 97 when you die, people that would talk about you are already dead.
Yeah, I've
that's
never
the
heard
problem.
Of him.
Yeah, he's back when albums were albums. Go ahead down to the record
comedy
store
albums,
and get
yeah.
them.
Yeah. Also, very sad. I know this name from when I collected baseball cards. Ryan Sandberg from the
Cubs.
Cubs. Yeah, passed because of cancer. 65.
Broadcaster
too, young.
Too, if I'm not mistaken.
I
right?
believe, yes. but I'd yeah. like to show you one highlight that has a. This is our second consecutive beautiful video with a Carey in it. Because yesterday we had Chris Carey.
Is this
and
Harry?
Today we have his grandfather.
Oh, good goodness.
Here's Sandberg. There's a drive. Way back. It might be it's new though. It might it's for number 40. Number 40. And his 100th run batted in this year. Rhino hits his 40th home run.
Really phoning it in there, Harry.
And
Rhino.
Circles the bases. Hector Villanueva's got the baseball, and he's very happy about it. He's showing it to Rhino.
Well, here's something about Rhino is that people need to know that that was not a gag tape we played. That really was the way the Cubs broadcast sounded.
Oh, that was Harry.
That was older Harry.
Too, where it's just like, my peak, it's gone.
Yeah, but at least he knew it was a home run and not
yeah,
a foul ball.
I think, but you know, Harry was known to enjoy his Budweiser during the game.
Absolutely, absolutely. Mm-hmm. The guy that's on, is it MSNBC? Who has Jim Cramer? Jim Cramer, this is the money guy.
CNBC.
Yep. He was very enthusiastic talking about the Trump situation with the tariffs, I believe,
okay.
and let his feelings known.
Our biggest problem is we have so much growth that the Fed won't cut.
What the f***? Jesus Christ.
Oh my God.
I'm so sorry. I take it right back.
Everybody,
I take it right
okay.
back.
It's
that
okay.
was
it's that's okay. You know we're in the moment.
I take it right back. That was bad.
Okay, here's something that you need to know.
Well, the audio didn't match the video, so that was hard to see what he was doing. He was contrite immediately.
He said, even if you say you take it right back, it doesn't mean it didn't
it's
go out.
Out there. It's out there, ladies and gentlemen.
Makes me like him a little more. Yeah.
Yep.
Don't focus on it. She just said sorry and kept on going.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
he made the same mistake the affair people made.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, not only that, you're sidelined by two morons that go,
Jimmy's sleeves rolled up. You're gonna get a boo boo.
Now, Mike, I know you had a busy weekend with the family away. Are you still going to the monster truck event this weekend?
Wouldn't miss it, Rob. I don't care. All the doors can be painted at another time. I'm going to the truck rally.
You got to be careful, though, because sometimes this happens.
A crazy caught-on-cam moment at a monster truck event in Washington State captured a tire flying off a performing vehicle and into the parking lot.
Wait.
Oh. It happened at an arena in Bremerton as spectators were enjoying some monstrous motoring mayhem. As a truck came down after an impressive aerial stunt, a huge wheel broke loose
that wheel
and
is
hurtled
huge.
Over the venue's wall and into
That'll
the
kill
parking
you.
Lot.
But yeah.
Thankfully, it didn't injure anyone.
Good.
It appeared to strike some trees, and that's not all. An image later posted on Facebook showed that
the one bad luck guy with his Kia.
The Kia total.
Kia held up really well to that, didn't it?
Yeah, sure did. You can drop a tire on it. You don't have to put oil in it. They're always great.
Oh, my God. That's
all right,
awesome.
Mike. It's been a while since you've been to a concert. Let's close with this. This is Miranda Lambert, who got this video going viral yesterday.
Oh, I heard about this, but I haven't seen the video. This is exciting.
All I'm going to say to you, Mike, is there's a reason people pay extra to be in the front row.
Okay.
I'm not sure what could be going on there. Could be, you know, a thong.
Is that maybe it could be a thong?
Yeah.
It's a little wow. Oh, it's cheeky.
It sure is.
Sure.
And just to make sure the audio carried, I watched this a lot of times today to make sure it was okay. And turns out it's A-okay.
Did we get any comment from the Lambert camp?
Not yet. Some people are saying it was on purpose. Some people are saying it's a wardrobe malfunction.
And I'm going with creepy guy in the front row.
Josh, I think everybody can be right if you say that. That is your beautiful. Oh, the bacon is really coming around.
The bacon's come along.
Did you move it? Did you move it or did it shrink into the pan?
It has shrunk.
It shrunk
That's
into the pan.
Fascinating.
All right, well, join us tomorrow. We'll see if the egg fried overnight. It should be interesting. We'll be back with a brand new episode as tomorrow morning. I'll let you know how the injections shoved into my spine up near my head go. Yes, sir. It's always something. Different day. Different wonderful opportunity for
what content. Doctors do you have to go to this week, Mike?
I'm going to Dr. Well, same as the word that James Cramer said.
Okay.
That's the first two letters, F-U. I won't say the rest of his name.
Thank you.
He's sticking me with a needle tomorrow. For Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Love you all.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, everybody. This is Reba McEntire.